Leo G, Leo G, Arnold G. You're not bullish enough. Yeah. Oh no, you're not bullish enough. You ain't got the oh no. I get stoned by the bolo. Bitcoin set to Olo. Yeah. Experts on reload. Yeah, yeah. You're not bullish enough. Yeah. Oh no, you're not bullish enough. You ain't got the oh no. I get stoned by the bolo. Bitcoin set to Olo. Experts on reload, reload. Mempool getting hot. Everybody wanna rock. Hey. Rooms is coming, everybody on a night, ayy. It's a nuisance, order no revolution, ayy. Order no revolution. Yo, is my guy for real, bro?
Run stuff.
Got French right now. Yo, BRC 420, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, that shit found fire, bro. Imagine if he in here. Yeah, lock it in the seal.
Murder.
I got balls of steel. Nuki on the field. Yeah, this shit for real. With no calls, I get so far. Got 100 phone calls that I go hard. And they gon' love me. Smoke weed, huddle back. I get shiesty. Where my Bitcoin looking lovely. All this Satoshi's nothing above me.
Bitcoin's alive, what you gon' do? Mempool fees are high, high. Order no, order no, order no. Where does it stop? Nobody knows. It's a revolution, ayy. Bitcoin is the one, no substitution, ayy. We should see in your Gobi, it's order no revolution.
Welcome back to Ordinal Revolution. My name is Shizzy. On this channel, we cover the entire Bitcoin Ordinal ecosystems. What is up, guys? We have an amazing show for you guys today. We are live for another Ordinal Hour. We come to you every single Monday to Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Central. So check us out, guys. And if this is your first show, thank you. We hope it's the best show. But we have some really good topics today. We're gonna get into a lot of stuff. There's a lot of concerns about Merlin. We're gonna talk about it. Don't worry. We are still very bullish on what is going on in our ecosystem. We're gonna talk a lot of Rune talk. We're gonna talk a lot of Bitcoin stuff. We got a tweet from Bob Lucas. We're gonna break down. But yeah. But guys, I want you guys to make sure you're etching all your ordinals, all your runes over at Sat Hunter. Sat Hunter has some of the best, easily the best. Prices and all that stuff. So as you know, runes is here. Make sure you etch all your runes at sathunter.com. Plus, Sat Hunter has the top paying referral program in the industry. When you refer a friend, you earn 50% of the service fee paid in Bitcoin. You can track everything on their dashboard. Etch runes at sathunter.com. That's sathunter.com. Our link is in the show. It's in the show notes, so check that out if you're interested. But without further ado, let me bring in my partner here, as always, Mr. Yagomi. What's up, buddy?
What is good? What is good?
What's going on, man?
Except for Friday. Know. That's good. What's up?
For some reason, Twitter is not linked up here. We are not live on Twitter.
Interesting. Well, maybe we can get that linked
yeah,
up.
I need to change it up. Yeah, I'm going to change that up. Sorry, Twitter. Okay, we're good now. But yeah, man. So, you know, as we get started here, it's Friday. We had some arguments this week. You know, we were going back and forth. People were yelling. You guys don't want to hear about your stupid arguments. So for this Friday, kind of wanted to play something really quick. Kind of get that Friday mood, that chill feeling out of here. So this is my man Mufasa. Right. All right. Ready?
Mufasa, You know we finally here, right? It's Friday then, it's Saturday, Sunday, what?
It's Friday then, it's Saturday, Sunday, what? It's Friday again, it's life, come back.
Hey.
Let's go.
I think we now we got that Friday feeling, right? We got Mufasa in the building, so yeah, man.
Was he barefoot?
No, he might be barefoot.
He was barefoot, man.
In the building, but it's Friday, guys. Get alive. We got a weekend ahead of us. We got runes all week. Get excited. Bring the energy today. But let's get it, man. How was your week? What are you thinking in your head right now? It's been an insane week. The ups, the downs, the lows, the highs, the arguing, the FUD on Twitter and X and stuff. How are you feeling? What are you thinking?
I think things are starting to come together now towards the end of the week. I really, really enjoy the Mr. Yen Japanese businessman meme. That kind of like put just some laughter in me. And I was posting some memes about it, trying to be creative and just, have fun with it. And to me, that's the first one to where I feel like it can bring everybody, like even if they're not in it, and joke about it, in the comments and stuff like that. And so, but besides just that one, meme token, I think that getting towards the end of this week, I started to realize that, this is, it's not something that, I think because of that just overhypeness of runes, like there was just these big expectations of, runes blowing it out of the water and all this stuff. And I mean, even you said, you got disappointed a little bit in certain ways. And yeah. I think a lot of the space felt that way initially. But now I think with the dog go to the moon and R6 talking about possible plans that they have. And I think a lot of these pre-runes actually are going to work in the favor of like the entire runes ecosystem and affect like the Bitcoin on-chain ecosystem. Because what's going to happen is like they start with these high market caps. They, get the attention from the outside. The outside comes in. They might buy bags and then 5X from there. Or the people that got the airdrops will sell to them and they 5X or 10X. And then that's going to trickle down into some of these other tokens, which will also trickle down eventually once the token cycle with runes has calmed down and maybe in 3 months into these blue chip ordinal collections, right? So I think what I'm coming to, like, my mind is coming to this point to just understand like the bigger picture of everything here. And I'm coming to a good place now. I feel like kind of like that disappointment and stuff is starting to, be edged out.
Yeah. Yeah. I completely agree. Everything, it's definitely disappointing in the beginning. I don't know if I was disappointed in, what was happening. I was very disappointed in the pre-mines. I should have expected that. We should have expected that. That that eligible the first 10 were going to be pre-mined and stuff like that. That definitely was a punch to the stomach because that really changed everything for me. And then going forward, obviously a lot of a lot of pre-mined for the airdrops. We knew that was going to happen. So and then there wasn't really much fun stuff to mint either. There was nothing that jumped out at you that had zero pre-mine that was like, here you go, because they were paying hundreds of thousands of dollars to get these listed in the first 100, 200. $10,000 to get it.
I think it got pretty, like the price of it got pretty cheap, not cheap, but like went down after maybe like the first 20.
I think Woody said he spent like 90K.
Did he?
Yeah.
And what number were they?
14, 15.
Okay.
So yeah. That first it was 20, still pretty 25. High. But I think to get in the first, I can't imagine what IMSO spent. I'm going to ask him when we see him. But I'm sure it was above $10,000-$20,000, right? So if you're going to spend that kind of money, you're not going to just do a pre, a fair mint, right? You're going to try to get some of that back. So, and that's, I think that was the issue. And I didn't see that. But one thing I am surprised on, there really is, a lot of the pre-mine stuff are actually doing really well. So the prunes, as people call them, the pre-runes. The R6 doing really well. Dog Go to the Moon doing really well. Lobo came out pretty strong. And now people are still holding the doors. They're still holding the runestones. They're still holding the R6. So they all still have value and they got the token. So I don't know. I'm very those three are really standing out to me as really good surprises. And then I guess the really bad stuff would be like the pre-mines and stuff like that. So,
well, actually, I'm in a little bit of the other boat. I'm not surprised that those pre-runes are doing well because they built communities, right, to support. Yep. And then you know, possibly buy more tokens to put on top of what their airdrops were. I'm more surprised that some of the pre-mined tokens have done as well as they have. Like Satoshi Nakamoto, it's a 20% pre-mined token, and it's sitting at like $80 million market cap, right?
Yeah.
So as long as I think that's that like limit of percentage for pre-mine, though, like if you go anything over that, like it's a no-go, like in terms of you can see the results is what I'm saying, you know? Yeah. So that was more of a surprise to me that people were still okay to kind of buy into stuff like Meme Economics, Satoshi Nakamoto, and some of the other stuff. But then some of the non-pre-mined at all started jumping up as well, right?
Yeah.
So it's been a little mix of surprises here and there, right? We're learning this market. It's different than BRC20, but we're learning it. And I think we're going to learn how the overall community and people that come in perceive it as well, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And I think Jake.Sat said it best. He said, if you're selling anything before it gets to coin market cap, you're doing it wrong. And I think he's right about that. I think there is some that are joining coin market cap now. So I think it's a little different, but the ones that aren't, you know, you just don't know what's going to be the top dog here. And, you know, we're still waiting on a bunch of them. We're still waiting on, you know, Pups. We're still waiting on the Wizards. We're still waiting on the Pizza Ninja coin. There's still a lot of stuff to come that could really bring momentum and money to this ecosystem, and that money usually trickles down to the other stuff as well. So we could definitely see some of this stuff, especially the top 100, 200, 300 coins do really well. And the funny ones, you know, the, like you mentioned, the what is it? The
Mr. Yen, Japanese business.
Like that's funny, right? You know what I mean? Could it be a little racist? Like, I guess it depends on who you're talking to, but I mean, and you can make anything a little racist these days, right? So it's one of those things where as long as it's funny, it's none of that really matters.
Well, I don't think we should reword that. I personally don't think it's racist. And you know, being half Asian myself,
yeah,
like, but I don't want to dive too deep into this because I don't think
I gotcha. Need
to spend this much time, right? Because I think it's a funny meme, I think it does very well. Everybody's having fun with it. There's nothing that's being poked about, you know, race in it. I think it's just the fact that, it's a funny meme and the approach to it. And plus there's memes already on the page itself. And so like when you go on there, you can see the videos and really kind of, you know, get a laugh and stuff. So.
Yeah. And Mr. Yen, he's the CEO of Nintendo, right? In the 90s.
That's what they say.
So and I don't know.
And he loves his son. That's the biggest, those are the biggest things about him. So.
Oh man. It's fun. It's all fun and games until someone's feelings get hurt. But
Yep. Well, let's jump into Bitcoin, kind of start things off here. Let's jump into Bitcoin. It is Friday. You know, we got 100 people in here. We started a little late on Twitter. Sorry about that. We'll make sure our connections are good from here on out. But let's start with Bitcoin. Bringing up Bitcoin, we always start with the king here. I'm going to pull up the daily, though, because the hourly, because that's where I like to start with. And then we'll pop over to the daily chart here. But we're sitting at that same kind of price that we saw yesterday, 63.7, right under 64,000. I'm expecting this, guys. I'm expecting this chop until we get to the end of the month. Yeah. In the beginning of May, really we probably won't see action until a week after the ETF actually goes live, which is April 30th for Hong Kong. Then we will see some, in my opinion, we'll see some price action starting to flow up. But yeah, we actually had a little bit of, you know, buy pressure starting yesterday at midnight, leading all the way until this morning at 5 a.m. And then we're going into sell pressure again here. But who cares, right? I don't really care where Bitcoin goes right now. As long as it doesn't head to like 50,000 in the next 30 minutes, then I'll be like freaking out. But let's go to the daily right here. Another red candle. So three red candles in a row. Probably going to, you know, tomorrow will be an important indicator to see if we'll kind of have a little bit longer downturn here or if we're going to have just this little, you know, blip that was in between these two downward trends. So that's where we are, man. There's not much to talk about Bitcoin in terms of, you know, where it's heading. We've been saying beginning of May, end of, you know, April 30th starts that day. And that's where I am with it.
Yeah, man. What do you think about the term "sell and may go away"? We've been hearing a lot. I've been hearing a lot of that. People think that we're just going to be sideways, and then we're going to go down from there into the 50s and 40s until potentially the end of summer. Sell and may go away is a big TradFi thing, and what that usually means is a lot of the big hedge fund guys, they been working 5 months out of the year, and they want to take their 3 month vacation because that's what they do. When you're rich, you take a lot of vacations. In the summertime is when the weather's nice and you can travel. So if a sell and may go away, isn't it, and we break this line, then we go down. For me, it's all about breaking this line or this line. This will be my indicator to really know where we're going. If something like this really doesn't matter to me, we need a full weekly close breakout underneath, fall or breakout. So I'm just waiting. I think we just go sideways. So we stay in here for a little bit. But then once this starts to break, we could see a sell and may go away, or we could see a complete sideways until September, right? So I don't know. The normal cycle bull run doesn't normally start until that later part of the year, which is November, December. This halving was, a month earlier. So we could see November be the pop, or we could just pop from here and really go crazy throughout the summer. I don't know. But if you had to pick one, what would you say? Are we going to pop green or pop red?
I would say that we would probably, pop green, maybe sideways, but there's variables this go around that are new ETFs. Yep. We cannot discount those, and they're talking about Hong Kong having a lot. So if you're in the Bitcoin and you live in mainland China, you probably are either going to use VPN and try to get away with that, but that could be dangerous, or you're going to go to Hong Kong and do some business there, right? And I don't know what the laws are with people from mainland China doing that, but mainland Chinese, there's big whales from mainland China as well. Yeah. And so I imagine that they're going to probably have an account in Hong Kong because they can just go over. It's a dual type of, they're all Chinese citizens, but you do have a difference between being a Hong Kong resident and all that stuff. So maybe they just go over there, do their business and go back. That's a lot of capital that could flow, inflows, right? But when we expected the ETF in January to pop things off, it took, I think, about 2-3 weeks, and then it really started going, right?
Yeah. You could see the stuff and see the thing, or you could see, we kind of glide up into it, right? Buy the rumor, sell the news event next week. You could see Monday people really start buying it up, and then potentially after it can sell it down again. Or, this is the first time in history where you can buy it on the Chinese stock exchange and stuff like that. So as an ETF. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm very bullish, but stuff, I'll get into the roll call in a second, but I just want to kind of go over this real quick. World's largest bank, custodian bank, BNY Mellon, reports exposure to Bitcoin and ETFs. This is massive. BNY Mellon is the oldest bank. It was created by, what's his name? Hamilton. Alexander Hamilton, one of our founding fathers of the country. The first ever Secretary of State. He found BNY Mellon, and this is our oldest bank in history. Now bringing, telling everyone they have exposure to Bitcoin ETFs. How big is that in your opinion? And what do you think of, what do you think about other potential banks doing this?
It's good for Bitcoin's price short term, but we also found out about, Samurai Wallet being, the founders of Samurai Wallet being arrested, as not having a money transmitter license and, having the Anon capabilities for their users, right? So it's like they're, I feel like they're kind of, announcing to U.S. citizens in the world that, hey, institutions are coming in, but it's going to come in with regulatory hammer. Right. Yeah. And I don't think that's good for the long term, So they said, a lot of people are saying 2026 is really the big year that they're going to start hammering down on trackability and all these things of, your crypto assets and all that stuff. So I think they're just prepping it. Now, this is probably an announcement more for institutional clients. That, hey, we're doing this, but I think we got to see as actual Bitcoiners, Bitcoin users and the ecosystem of Bitcoin, that this is also an announcement of you know, there's going to be, you know, the strong hand from the government probably going to be coming down in the next couple of years. So,
well, this is big to me in the short term because, you know, this is the first one, like BlackRock hasn't come out yet and said that they personally have exposure to the ETF, right? That you can buy the ETF through them and they're holding people's, you know, their money for this ETF, but BlackRock has yet to come out and say we have personal exposure. We think they do, but they have. It's not. This is the first one to actually come out and say we personally have funds locked up in this ETF. It's not just our customers. Do you think that changes anything?
Yeah, I mean, it gives confidence in the asset, right?
Yeah.
To let's say people that have been really good at managing traditional assets their whole entire life. But have yet to dabble in Bitcoin because of the risk on, you know, type of approach that or perception that it had for so long. And still, even though till this day is just hesitant. Right. Yeah. But this is something that like, okay, this gives it more credibility from a short term perspective to these people that, you know, are really good at managing traditional assets. So the, yeah, it could help with that. But I don't see this creating like a huge, massive inflow other than their institutional positioning, whatever they take.
Yeah.
Right. This it could be a trickle effect, though, to other institutions.
Exactly. Well, they bank a lot of the larger institutions, right? I think Ford is one of their clients. They bank a lot of these big institutions now, and they say, hey, we have exposure to this. Why don't you do this as well? So you potentially could see a lot of big, big companies potentially putting, you know, 0.05% of their net of the company's assets in Bitcoin, right? So, which eventually become 1-3% down the line. So I don't know. I think this is huge. But our good friend, he doesn't know we're his good friends, but we love to watch this guy. Bob Lucas, he tweeted the death of Bitcoin as a white paper defined remains on a fast track. In exchange for this capture, we will get as much higher Bitcoin price. Price goes up, does crazy things to bias. So he's basically saying like, we're all pumped up about this ETF stuff, but this goes against everything in the Bitcoin white paper. How do you feel about this, about Bob Lucas's tweet here?
That's exactly kind of what I was just saying.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, the price is going to go up, but it's not good for the long term because, I mean, we've seen it in almost every industry with technological innovation and advancement, right? And, you know, at first, there's going to be industries that are against it because it affects their bottom line initially. I brought this up several times with the internet and traditional media companies back then with the yellow pages, the newspapers, they were against it because they could see that, you know, if I could just read my newspaper on my computer or a device in the future, it's going to cut into my bottom line. So, but once they realized they couldn't fight, what always happens with innovation in these large corporations or industries is they realize that they can't beat innovation, but they want to slow it down so they can catch up and then they can dominate still. And this is exactly what's happening here, in my opinion. Yeah. You know, all this stuff with SEC, all this stuff has been coordinated intentionally to slow the industry down as much as possible to allow these institutional powers to catch up and then eventually have regulatory control, because it's not the SEC, it's these, you know, huge entities that are really, you know, they're the lobbyists, they're the ones that like control the government, in my opinion. I know that sounds a little tinfoil hat, but that's just kind of how I feel, and I think he's dead on with it. But, you know, price goes up, it's so short term good for all of us, and that's why I think it's like might be one of the last times that like you can get that generational wealth before things get really controlled. And once it gets controlled, people can still win. There's people that were winning at the stock market for years. They, you know, it takes a lot of talent, like a lot of time. It won't be as easy as it is these days, and it's not even that easy. It's just depending on the cycle where we are, right?
Yeah, Bitcoin will eventually become like an S&P 500 where it goes up 7-8% every year, but it's not actually going up. It's just the dollar's being devalued, right? So you can definitely see that happening. I'm thinking 10-15 years down the line. I think we have at least two more cycles left. I definitely see, you know, between, you know, $10 and $15 million by like 2035, something like that, in the next, you know, 10, 11 years. But that's just because, you know, this downward spiral that the U.S. government's going through, and the dollar is, you know, we're just giving $90 billion more dollars to foreign countries for no reason, and, you know, all that political stuff. But we definitely need, you know, a new administration to come in, whether that's, you know, 4 years or this or some coming year. We definitely need some change. We need to get some of these older grandmas and grandpas out of here and get some actually new ideas, like what they're doing in El Salvador with the new I think Bukele's regime is called the New Ideas Party, right? It's not Democrats, mm-hmm. Republicans, new ideas. And I think that's something we need here. And it might take time to get, but I think once those new idea parties come alive, I think Bitcoin becomes a bigger factor. And that's what's going to propel it to prices that you're not even thinking about. So,
yeah. I want to show something real quick.
Yeah.
So, this is the July 9th. Oh, that was June 9th. Where's July? July 9th was right here. Okay. So this was the 2016 halving day, right? And if you look, let's make that bigger. You can see the buildup was pre-halving and then dump, and then July 9th happened, which was the halving date. And it was sideways dump, kind of exactly like what you said, except for not May go away. The halving was later on.
Yeah.
It happened in August, and then it was sideways for a while heading into that next year, which a lot of people always say. I think that's more of the traditional view, is like the halving previous year. That next year you consolidate, and then you have this big run up, you know, that next year, right? And that next year was amazing the entire year. You know, you can see like it jumped up to, you know, 1100 from like, you know, 700, and then up in the middle, and then the later part of the 2017 got to 20,000, I think. Yeah. Anyways, my whole point is that like there was a lot of sideways in the 2016 halving. If you look here in the 2020 halving, which was May 11th, it was different. And you can see right here is the halving day, May 11th. So it was kind of going up here. It was different in the sense of like we had a little bit of an incline here, but then where it was similar was consolidation again. Right. And then up, and then it didn't start going up until later that year. But that the main two differences was 2016 didn't have, you know, the black swan event of COVID. 2020 had the black swan event. And at this time, we already had stimulus money.
Yeah.
You know, so the stimulus was definitely pouring in here. And that's whenever we had those crazy, you know, peaks twice. Right.
Peaks and valleys. Yep. Yeah, man.
Anyways, I just wanted to show that just to kind of show like, you know, it could be like that 2016, since this is, you know, going back to a more, even though there's economically and macro stuff that's going on in the world, it's not any huge event like COVID, at least not yet. Right.
And I was corrected in the comments from the video of yesterday. I called it a black swan event. Good one. It's called Catalyst. So in the TradFi, they call it black swan event, and catalyst is when things fly up, black swan is when it goes down. So that correction from yesterday from one of our viewers. But let's get into my favorite part of the show here, the roll call. I know we're a little later than normal, but definitely wanted to talk about Bitcoin a little further. We see number one spot. We got Mike Swirl. Congratulations, Mike. You are number one today. Mike. We appreciate you, my friend. Mike Swirl, congratulations. You are the Mufasa today. Then we got Tubo in the building. Patrick Mildy got in the third spot. Todor, Yazir, always here, my man. Chidi, I Walk Alone. John, Howard Browder, Ordinal Tweets. Then we have Wendy Yam, always here. We appreciate you, Wendy. Ant-Man, D-Love, Chief Axel, Tim, thank you as always, my friend. David Heyman, it was a tough one. Lucky Lukey?
Yeah, Lucky Lukey.
Lucky Lukey in the building. We got Saiyan, Drex, Patty Poo, Core, Chidi, Ernesto, and then we have Ant-Man. Thank you so much,
man.
Ant-Man. High Up Man. He's very high up. USX Quantum, ES, Google Me B, The AC Man, Bob Witt, DeFi Let's Guy.
Go. We got everybody on a Friday.
Everyone's night. Here today, man. And we got Itoshi, Yo-Yoshi, our entire communities. And, oh, we got Lou Ferrigno here. You know it's going to be a good show when you got Lou in the building. Shout out Lou in the building. Danny, Danny's my man. Sharon, Kai Effect, Akala. Who else? We got Claudia. Welcome to the show. Shizzy, we'll definitely say your name, Claudia M. Definitely say your name. Thank you so much for being here. So. But that, nice that roll is the
call.
Show
for nice today. Roll call.
Yeah. Let's end it from the roll call. We're done. See you guys. Just kidding.
Everybody, make sure that you put your questions in the chat. We will get to those in the after hour. And if you're new to watching this, make sure you subscribe. And if you're not new or you're new, hit the like. That definitely supports the show. So we appreciate you guys spending your time and your Friday with us. Let's see what we got here. Let's jump in. Let's see what we're jumping in first with. This is funny. BlackRock's Bitcoin ETF wallet holds Arsic Genesis Rune. Man, they must be bullish about Arsic Genesis Rune, huh?
So it's obviously somebody figured out which Coinbase wallet holds the BlackRock ETF, because Coinbase is a custodian for this and they hold different wallets for all the ETFs. And the Coinbase wallet that holds the BlackRock ETF funds now has some R6 Genesis Rune in there, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome that someone sent R6 Genesis Rune to BlackRock. It's so funny. It's like, what's going through their mindset? Like whenever they're doing that, right? Like they're like, oh my God, this is gonna kill it. This is gonna blow it up. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's like, come on, if you could put like two and two together, everybody knows that.
Yeah.
That was sent to their wallet.
Yeah, it's just sort of conversation starter, I think. You know what I mean? It's just kind of like maybe CoinDesk will pick it up or something. Just something that has R6 name. It's you know, it's and anytime you know you're talked about, it's good for the project, right? So I just think that's what it was. So I'm curious how much it was. If it was like two Arsic tokens, then it shouldn't even be a story. But if it's like, you know, a couple million, that's pretty big.
Yeah, that would be big, because that would essentially probably be a burn, right? Because
yeah, that's all it is.
They're not looking for that. No. But yeah, that'd be wild if like they sold it. They cheated it. BlackRock cheated Arsic. No, that would be funny. But yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. Little news to kind of kick off our Friday.
Got Saturday on his mind. This guy's done for the week.
Yes. No, I'm just yes, kidding. Yes, yes, yes. No. All right, let's trickle into this though. Someone just bought the first Epic Sat since having. So that happened, I think, yesterday. It was finalized, maybe.
Yeah. Yep.
33 Bitcoin, $2.1 million for the Epic Sat for this block. This pissed off a lot of small miners, yeah. A couple, not a lot, and a couple just Bitcoin maxis, because again, they tried to argue, individual SAT units do not exist and all this stuff. And I went back into the comments and said, well, you know, multiple large miners disagree with you. You know, the Foundry came out and said that if they won the block, that they would monetize that sat, the Epic Sat. And I'm sure, like, honestly, like 95% of them would, right? You might have one or two that says, oh, I'll stand up. I almost feel like the guy that posted it would do it, because he's a smaller miner. $2 million for his family or whoever to put on, yeah. So I don't know. What do you think about this?
Yeah, I mean, you could sell that and buy, you know, there's only $10,000 a piece, right? You can buy 10, 20, 30, 40, you know, but you can buy another 200 miners, right? So yeah, that's a lot. That, you know, each miner apparently is like a one Bitcoin a month. So for the bigger pools, and if you own it yourself. So potentially, you know, you could make, well, no, I'm sorry. It's 0.1 per miner or something like that a month. I can't do the math in my head, but it's something like that. So, I mean, potentially you could get, you know, 200 new more mining machines with that 2.1. So, and then that little miner becomes a big miner. You know, and then you're just creating, you're creating more throughout the year. So, I mean, holding the Bitcoin, what's that? You know, Bitcoin's going to go up, obviously, right? But the miners can earn you more of it. So,
yeah, especially with the reward subsidy getting cut in half. Mm-hmm. That was the actual strategy before the halving for a lot of these mining companies, was to get more equipment, so you can try to increase volume that way. So yeah. I don't know. Congrats to Via BTC, because I don't think they're one of the top, you know, four mining outfits. Yeah. They're, you know, I'm not saying they're small, but you know, they were able to earn that 2.1 for the Epic Sat, so that's really cool.
Question for you: if you had the $2.1 million, let's just say you bought it, what would you do with the Epic Sat? Would you just hold it as a virgin, or would you inscribe? What would you do with the
Epic Sat? If I bought the Sat?
If you bought the Sat.
If I bought that Sat, and that means I have quite a bit of money, resources.
Yeah, to say, so, yeah, yep.
But don't need still, money. I would definitely like put together a really intricate plan to use it, to make it something really cool and to be able to probably do something to get a lot of attention to the Epic Sat. Like, you know what I mean? Like, whether that's inscribe it with like just something like maybe a huge artist in the world, something, right? Because I would want there to be more exposure for the Sat industry. You know what I mean? That's what I would do for it or with it. And obviously, if he's paying $2.1 million, he's doing something probably pretty cool with it.
Yeah.
He or she.
I would.
Could be a she.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, it could be. You don't know. But I thought about this a little bit. What I would do is similar to what you do. I would find an artist, a really big artist, pay them to create me a really cool art design. And then I would parent child that with a rune. And I would make that rune fully, you know, obviously I have that. I have that amazing art on it now. Parent child it with the rune. And now have a completely free mint for the child of the parent of the Epic Sat. You know, obviously now you got like maybe like a Basquiat or, you know, some big, Koss. I don't know. That's the only painter in my head that came up.
Koss. I think Koss would be like perfect because he's like in that his art is appeals to all different age groups, but kind of that middle generation a lot, right? So
yeah,
I think that would be really cool, but I don't know.
Even if people would be cool too, you know, have people create something for the Epic Sat and then parent child that would have ruined with the free mint. You know what I mean? Just
I don't know how the free mint would work, man, because that would be so like, you know, everybody would be trying to bought that. I think that there would have to be some sort of truly free type of approach to it, you know, because everybody's going to want those tokens.
I mean, Luminex or, you know, those platforms that mint do a pretty good job. I mean, obviously you're going to bot it, but then the bots is trying to make a 2X and they sell. So if you really wanted it, you pay a little bit more and you can grab it all off secondary, you know.
It would just suck though if like that mint got bought it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So maybe they could do it in a fair way. I mean, that was actually really cool the way that Leonidas did the runestone. Let's be honest. Yeah. You know, that was pretty darn fair in terms of like you got rewarded if you, you know, were here early.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. Not exactly that exact same approach, but something similar to that, right? To where you don't have to worry about like people, like, you know, cheaters like getting a ton and then just getting rich off of being able to cheat.
Yeah, like every wallet that has $1,000 worth of ordinals in it or something like that, something, you know, or like $500 worth of ordinals to get the airdrop, something like that would be pretty
cool. Well, and also like that, you know, that's why a lot of these like influencers that you know promoted like Pepe and these meme coins on these EVM chains before don't come over here very often because they all have bots like with those things. They're sniping like huge amounts in the beginning. They can't do that here with the you know the same way. Yes, there's botting and stuff like that, but it's just different. But so like, you know, as Bitcoin advances with technology, I hope that like we can try to keep it as good as, you know, because at the end of the day it's not nearly as bad as it is over there with that kind of stuff, right? So
I agree. Man, you'll jump to next.
We could just run down the list here. Let's see. Okay. Pre-runes. We're definitely the hold buy strategy. We were talking about this before we jumped on here, guys, and we appreciate all 224 of y'all joining us. But yeah, like looking back, you know, it seemed to be pre-runes that were airdropped if you had a lot, or picking them up on secondary could have been the play here instead of liquidating a lot of your, you know, stuff to be ready to to buy the you know, the non pre-rune stuff, the stuff that you could mint. It hasn't been solidified that this is, you know, the strategy that won so far, but it seems like it's heading that way. Have you kind of solidified that in your mind that that was
the play? That was the play because let's just say, let's go down the line real quick. So with runestones, you got 4,500 hours as of right now worth of tokens, and then you can still sell this for 0.03, right? So that's a win by far, by, you know, easily, right? And then you got Promethean sitting at 0.09. This was an airdrop. Potentially they're getting decentralized token, 95% of it. Don't know what's happening with these two yet, but I think,
how much were you going for like a week and a half ago before runes and all that stuff?
This price right here, 0.03.
Okay, so man, they tripled.
Yeah, since then. So that was huge.
But they'll dump Rune Doors, after the snapshot, though.
Well, I don't know, because Rune Doors was supposed to. And I just found out that they're doing a 10,000 PFP collection, and they're going to airdrop it to Doors holders.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So potentially something could happen with these as well. Kongs. You know what I mean? Like, so, I mean, you don't know. I mean, Kongs could go to people that are holding these. I mean, there's only, how many of these are there? There is 21,000. So potentially, you know, they could do like a lottery system where, you know, or something, or you have to burn. Like, I don't know. You just don't know. But that to me, it's still early. R6 as well. You know, if you mined R6 that entire time, you've got millions and millions of tokens, and those millions and millions of tokens are going for, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars. And then you can still keep this and still going for 046, and it's mining the next token. And potentially they're talking about it could, they could do a centralized DEX is the rumor. I don't know, man. I just think that was the play, and I wish I could go back in time and tell, you know, old Shizzy, yo, just dump your entire portfolio into these pre-runes. I know it sounds risky, it sounds nuts, and you want to get liquid for runes, but that was the play. And, you know, that's right now. That's Friday, April 26th. You know, it that might not be the play in the future, but as of today, that was the obvious play, right?
Yeah, well, it seems that way, at least. It's heading that way. And I think that like the thing is it hardly works out that way to where, like, if you hold like so much of like a hype, you know, asset, digital asset, right? That like, it pays off that much if it's so hyped. And that's what happened with Runestones. It was like really, really hyped. You know, people were like, when's the airdrop going to happen? What's going to airdrop going to happen? Remember people were complaining. They were like, you know, you said it was going to happen now. You said it was going to happen now. And like that, people complain in this space no matter what, man. If it's like, you know, but once it did happen, you know, there was so hyped up that people saw the prices and they're like, you know, I cannot not take this profit. And you can't be mad at people for doing that because like they made 5, 10, 15, 20, 40, $60,000 doing that. Because it got pretty high. I mean, it got, I think it touched 0.1 at one point for a split second, and then it dropped down. But it looks like right now that, you know, it was probably the play, because I see with the momentum that I saw just in the past day and a half with Dog go to the moon, you know, should $2 billion market cap should be pretty doable for them. You know what I mean? I agree. Mm-hmm. There's just like, and it's a camaraderie thing too. Like I was in the spaces yesterday with Leonidas, and you had people in there that were talking crap about him like 6 months ago, 4 months ago, consistently. Now they're like kissing his boots, you know what I mean, licking his boots,
putting the knee pads on, like he's like the like this
guy over there. But like, hey man, like he made them a lot of money. So I think they're more than happy to do that. You know what I mean? I commended Leo on my Twitter page yesterday because I think like the rollout of it and everything was, you know, we give Prometheans and the Kongs a really pretty good credit for that last week and a half, because it was a short period of time. They snuck in. They did a great job so far up until this point, right? They haven't really fumbled. Leo really hasn't fumbled the entire time, really. I mean, maybe just a little communication, that's it.
But
his situation was way bigger, you know. So you know, I had to give credit where credit was due. And you know, I had 2 points. One, he brought massive attention to the Bitcoin on-chain ecosystem, right? The on-chain economy, right? That's number one. So he had articles being written about it and all these things, Runestone coming down. So that's the first part. The second part is the liquidity that comes now, because now he's sitting at a $500 million market cap, which is where I saw them at this morning. Mm-hmm. That gets to $2 billion. There's going to be sellers from holders. They're going to want to know where to put their – they're going to be researching. They're probably already researching where they're going to put their some of their profits so they can, you know, turn those profits into more profits. And that's going to go into some of these tokens. And then once Runes has kind of had its run, the ordinal collections are going to benefit the most, in my opinion. And so he did a big solid for the space so far, you know, like from what I've seen.
Yeah. And imagine being somebody in a third world country where, you know, you make like $3,000 a year and then you were airdropped this token. Imagine like just not paying attention. You had a wallet, the first couple weeks of ordinals, you had three ordinals in there, and then you come back, you know, and you check your wallet and you have $4,500 worth of this token, of they all go to the moon. You have a runestone that's going for another $2,000. And then you have Lobo the Wolf Pup, you know, another like $300-$400 worth of that, right? All for nothing. I still think you did earn it by being here early. I mean, you know, a lot of all these other chains like Arbitrum and like this new one that MetaMask is building, you get, you know, for being there early, you're going to get the airdrop. And for being here early, that's the airdrop you got. It wasn't from like, you know, the people who created the chain. It was from somebody who's really big in the community, which is kind of amazing. You know what I mean? Like Leo, obviously, you know, if Runes does well, he does well because he's built a business here. But, you know, he wasn't Casey. You know what I mean? He's not Satoshi Nakamoto. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I just think Leo is just an amazing person and he's doing everything right. And to your point, yeah, he has not fumbled the ball. And I know our good friend, you know, Francis thinks differently and put out a $72,000 bounty on Leo and nobody claimed that money. So to me, it looks pretty clean. And, you know, I love Francis, but I think he needs to come out and say, you know, like that bounty was not taken. So you know, maybe start feeling a little differently to the process. I know he's probably a big Ordi holder and he's being threatened by Runes. So, but that's just my opinion. I don't know that for sure. But
yeah, I don't know if he's a big Ordi holder, you know, like he seems the type of guy that can,
he has said it.
You know, oh, he mentioned it. Okay.
He said he bought Ordi for $3. I don't know if he sold it, but he talked about, we got Ordi on our show at $3, you know, so.
But he seems like someone that wouldn't be married to his bags, you know what I mean? So I feel like
we all are a little bit.
Yeah, but I mean,
yeah,
he likes to flaunt his stuff. You see that? Like that doesn't come from. You have to sell stuff to get that.
You do.
Right? So I don't think it's that, like, you know, we don't know his personal. I can't say yes or no of that. You know what I'm saying? But what I do know is that, like, he did follow through with his promise of airdropping the Sat Hunters runes token to the Shint holders and the Ordinal holders. Yeah. So if you guys hold any Shint or Sat Hunters Ordinal, you should have some, I think it's called, what is it called? Like Runes Gem something like that. Yeah. I can't remember what the name is. You have it in the thing. Runes Gem Hunters.
Yeah.
Runes Gem Hunter. So look for that coin if you have that in there. But
I guess we can jump right into that. Since you already just mentioned it. So our good friend Francis, we just mentioned, airdropped all Shint holders, and if you hold the Ordinal and other communities as well, the new Runes Gem Hunter token, which is absolutely amazing. Congratulations if you received that. I did receive some because I do hold that Ordinal because I like the mint for free on his site, sathunters.com. So definitely, you know, if you are interested, you do have that Ordinal there. The service, you know, it's a service. I'm not promoting the token at all, but I'm definitely promoting the service.
Yep. All right, guys, we have 255 people in here. Put your questions in the chat. We'll get to those in the Ordinal After Hour. Let's talk about Dog a little bit more. Dog's market cap. Dog's obviously in the spotlight right now. It was at 500, actually, when I checked it. Maybe you checked it a little earlier than I did. And this is the crazy part. So the Dog market cap is 500 and the Runestone market cap is 215 million, right? So you're talking about two assets that are directly related to each other, having about $700+ million in market cap.
Yeah.
I was wondering, obviously the reason why people are holding on to those is because you get two more tokens, right?
Yeah.
This is going to be interesting to see how high Runestones can get, right? Because I feel like Runestones kind of could be taking a little bit away from the market cap from the dog going to the moon. But at the same time, we know why people are holding it. Do you think it's good to have both of these, like, kind of, in a sense, one could be cannibalizing the other in terms of market cap?
Yeah, I do think that. But it depends on how long he makes it, right? So he has not set a date for these at all. So, I mean, obviously, you know what I mean? Like, you had Doge and then you had Shiba. Shiba and Doge, they went together, right? So potentially down the line, if the period space is long enough between the two, and you know the dog holders, you know, still hold the Runestone and they get this new token as well, that could be the Shiba to its Doge, that could do well. It actually could give the first token more like momentum if it lost any, you know what I mean? To kind of, okay, this just did a 10x, this at least should do a 2, let me pile in here, you know? So I mean, I don't know, it'll always be the safer of the three because it's first. It's one of those wait and see events. I'm curious to see what happens.
Well, and he spread him out pretty, like, a decent amount of time, right, in between each?
He hasn't given a date.
Okay. That's going to be interesting. That's going to be interesting because I was thinking about, like, you know, what could Doggo to the Moon do for this space? Like, you know, what can it do? Like, we already said that, like, it's brought attention to the Bitcoin on-chain economy, but can it really move the fungible market into, like, a leader role, right? Because if you look at, you know, Crypto Slam in the late months of last year, Bitcoin took over all of the other chains for a good amount of time in terms of volume. And I know some of that had to do with BRC20, but then even whenever they started to kind of filter that out, because a lot of people on the Ethereum side were complaining, saying that they're counting fungible tokens and blah, blah, blah. There were even moments or, like, you know, weeks and stuff where Bitcoin was higher just from the ordinal collections, right?
Yeah.
So do you think this, whenever they show the chart of Bitcoin's on-chain economy and Bitcoin's overall liquidity, it's like so, like, minuscule in terms of scale compared to, like, the actual Bitcoin liquidity, right? You show Ethereum's, it's much bigger, and, you know, like, it's growing. Do you think this can start that, like, growth for fungible tokens? Like, Dog could be that one?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, you saw what Doge did to the entire sector, right? Like, Doge was the Doge was the reason people got into Shiba. Doge was the reason people got into
memes.
Memes in general. Doge is the reason why memes are what they are today. And Dog Go to the Moon could be that for Bitcoin. You know what I mean? So it could, as Dog Go to the Moon goes up, let's say it does a 2x, 3x, you could see everything else below it do 10, 15, 20x's. It could really be the lightning in the bottle to really spark things up, because that's what people think. They're like, oh, I missed Doge, but what's the next one? And then they found Shiba. Oh, I missed Shiba. What's the next one? They find Floki. Oh, I miss Floki. What's the next one? And the next one, and the next one, because everyone's just trying to recreate that lightning in the bottle moment. It never really happens the same way. It's usually that first one, but this was completely fair, free. You know what I mean? Like, obviously some people bought it, but some people just got it for free. So, again, back to your point with Leo, it was perfect. And this is running perfect. And so far, everything's been so clean and good. And what happens next, you don't know. But I do think that it could be the lightning in the bottle that we need for runes.
Yeah. Or for just the Bitcoin on-chain economy too, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm more interested in the tooling that comes from runes, because I'll say it again. I still think that the UX is the main hurdle for onboarding, like, tons of these degens, right? They just don't want to mess with it. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. The first thing they need to do is be able to beat out the BRC20 total market cap. And I think, you know, this is a good start for Dog. What needs to happen now is get that degen activity start to happen with these other tokens, other than the pre-mine, because they're all starting out in the 100 millions. But this could be a good start, you know, because, like I said, when you make profit and then you can get like lower cap, like $1 to $10 million market cap tokens going, that attracts other people from outside and says, okay, let me get in early or whatever, right? So
yeah, man. Excited for the future, definitely for the entire Bitcoin. That's why we're here, guys. Why we do a show 5 days a week is because we were so excited about the future of everything. What's going on here? So
100%. We got 5 minutes, but I want to hit on a couple things. Meme of the week.
Go a little further, if you don't mind. Let's just keep going until
we can. You know. We can, yeah. Meme of the week is Mr. Yen, Japanese businessman. That's the one that we were kind of talking about when we first. Got live here. Do you have it here?
Yeah, I got it.
What's the price of that right now?
It's looking like it's 250 cents. Holy crap, 215 cents. Oh, wow. This thing is flying.
How many holders?
Does it say it on Magic Eden here?
Yes, it should say on the bottom right. Or yeah, it's just right under 2.1 or 21 million.
It's okay, 1345.
Okay, so that's growing. Yeah. It minted out, I think, right under 1,000. But like now you're starting to see some of these influencers kind of pick up on it, right? But I'm going to share my screen here because this is why I really like it, man. Like the meme is just so fun and funny. And
it is.
I don't know if I have volume. Do I have volume? Let me tell me if you can you hear that.
No.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, if you go to at Yen, Y-E-N, Tech Solutions, T-E-C, you can see, like, all the memes on here. And it's I think it's really funny, man. But yeah. I don't know how some of these people are super talented at making memes. I was trying to make a meme today, and Shizzy was like, do not put that up. It's horrible. I was replacing the faces and stuff. But yeah, it's, I don't know. It just works. You know what I mean? It's like one of those things that like no one like was telling us about this. I saw on my Twitter feed, you know, what is it? Mr. Yen, Japanese businessman. And I was like, is this a real dude? Cause like, is this guy like owned like a company and he's into runes? And then obviously really quick, I was like, okay, this is a joke. But then I went down and whatever. And then we had a meeting yesterday. Right.
Yeah.
And in our meeting at the end, I said, Mr. Yen, Japanese businessman. Interesting. And then you go, I just minted some of that. Well, like at the end of our meeting, because like, we were in a meeting with a couple other people.
It was so long.
Yeah. And so I was like, I picked some up off of secondary, you know, for disclosure. But it wasn't something that we were like, we saw one person talk about. It was funny. We were laughing together after the meeting about it while we were going through the meme. So that's why I think like it's a strong meme. And it earns the meme of the week.
Yeah. And it's sitting, guys. By us talking about this, we're not telling you to go buy this. We got in this at a 600K market cap. It's up 6, 12, 18, 24, 6, 7X since that. So I'm not telling you guys to go buy this at all.
Still,
you
know, $3 million, though.
Yeah, it's still low, but I've taken some profit on this. You know, I got a really good entry, and you know, I'm sitting on house money now. I'm gonna hold. I got 15,000 of these now. I'm just gonna hold them. Moonbag it. But so I'm not saying go buy this now, just saying it's funny. If you were a member, though, we did put a member video out when it was 600K. So you potentially got into this. And if you did, congratulations to all of our members who saw the video and got it. That's what we're going to keep doing. We're going to keep popping videos out when we find things like this. This is something that we've been waiting for. And it was just so, we looked at each other like, this is it. Let's make a video on it. So, and one thing too with the members videos, if you guys want to see what's in my portfolio, I did a member video on it yesterday. I did make some changes, so I will be making an updated version. I don't think Yago B made any changes to his at all, did you, since yesterday?
I added more of this. That was it.
Okay. I've sold some stuff, bought some R6. So we'll do a members video. But I'll probably do one today before we judge was it Lambia?
Lambda.
We're doing a judging for Lambda today, so I'll probably do a video before we go in.
Check that out. We'll post it on our brand account, but we're doing something like you said, a judging for a hackathon that they're doing.
Yeah.
But anyways. Yeah, so Mr. Yen wins the Battle Royale of the memes.
Yep. So every Friday, we're going to give you meme of the week. This week, it is Mr. Yen, Japanese business man. So,
yep.
We'll get into next.
All right. Lobo was airdropped. Then the doors went up in value. So yep. Lobo was airdropped. You should have your Lobo, the dog pup, the wolf pup, yep. in your wallets. That one is doing, I think it's doing, it's number three in terms of volume.
Yeah. My airdrop was like $1,000, I think.
So $51 million market cap for Lobo, the wolf pup. This was the one that Buoyant Capital airdropped, right?
Yeah. Number nine. It's a number nine token. Number nine rune. I'm sorry. It's Lobo the Wolf Pup. If you held a door, you got 370,000. If you held a runestone, you got 100,000. So if you hold a runestone, you probably have some Lobo. So definitely check that out. But yeah, I think it's going to do well. And they came out and they said the reason before I wrote this into the banners here, I didn't know why. And I put a message on Twitter and I asked, and they said they're creating a PFP project to go with the rune doors. There's 10,000 rune doors, potentially a 10,000 PFP collection. Holding a door gets you an airdrop for the PFP. I'm going to hold my door. So.
Yep. So that's a, that was also airdropped on Merlin too. So if you were, had your, I don't think you would, did he have doors in there too in the seal? I guess he did.
No, but if you had the runestone,
Runestone got Lobo too. So, yep. Speaking of Merlin, what's next for Merlin? I know that we're seeing a lot of FUD on the timeline and stuff like that, and so, I'll tell you that, I talk with Jeff like pretty frequently just to see what's going on, and right now their focus is to get these assets unstaked for you guys, right? I was able to unstake my track this morning, which was really really good because it's a BRC20, so, I'm gonna show you guys how to unstake BRC20s and Bitcoin layer one assets. So you guys can see how it's done. Okay. I'm going to share my screen here. All right. So first thing you need to do is make sure you're signed into your stake seal wallet, right? Then you're going to go to unstake. I'm going to sign that. All right. So I'm having pending review there. It's going to take me 3 days to unstake my, track. Now I want to unstake my MMSS. So what am I going to do? I'm going to unstake it to layer one, press pay gas. I'm going to do pay now. And then I'm going to hit sign. Voila, unstake success. See how easy that was?
Yeah.
So that's what they're focused on. They want to make sure that you guys are going to be able to get your assets correctly, because you have to remember this is an NPC wallet that is, everybody sent their assets to. So, they want safety first for them. They want to make sure you're getting the stuff that you stake back to you. So that's what they're mostly focused on right now. They want to make sure that we get past this unstaking phase. I want that. I feel like that's going to be a big part of what's next for Merlin, because once that happens, the bridge that you're working on is going to be free flowing, be open. Also, they added Dog Go to the Moon. They added Lobo the Wolf Pup. They added Uncommon Goods. So three runes right there. We know our friends from Verothium Dex is also going to be launching very soon a Dex and their Bitcoin Ordinal OG guys. So their focus is going to be Bitcoin layer one assets, right? That's going to be a big deal, I believe. And, they're going to be trying to, help out some of the other communities as well. Bitmap, BRC420 protocol, BRC20, ARC20, to get some volume going for some of these other tokens too that might not have as much volume on layer one, right? Of course, runes is going to be focused on there. They have surf.1, which is actually doing pretty good volume from what I'm seeing. You can do leverage trading there. But the biggest thing really is trying to, make these people happy that have been, I don't want to use the word impatient. I get why they want their things unstaked. But you have to know there's a process to everything, Okay, guys, it's a process to everything. And could they have set up their Discord better? Sure. For communication and stuff like that. Sure. But you will see Jeff pop into spaces. He was in the Good Morning Bitcoin space with Eric and Tom, Tommy Two Clubs. In the OMB, answering all questions. He's never going to avoid answering questions. But now that we can get through this unstaking process, I think that, you know, that kind of pain point will be out of the way. I think everybody can take a deep breath after that and then start to see opportunities, because there will be opportunities on Merlin Chain, whether that's arbitrage, whether that's, you know, great staking mechanisms. I know that the Verothium DEX guys are really, really focused on making that the best experience on Merlin Chain, hands down. That's their goal. They want you guys that are from the Bitcoin ecosystem, on-chain economy, to have that type of great experience on there. Other than that, I don't know. What about you? What else did I miss out that is next for Merlin?
Yeah, I'm just you know, real quick though, I'm just annoyed with the community. Like, you guys, Jeff didn't take your wallet. Jeff didn't send your assets to the Merlin chain. You know what I mean? Like, give the guy a break. Like, they did a really good job. They built this layer two. It's the only one besides you know, Stacks that's actually even being used, right? So, and once the bridge opens, where you can go from back and forth very, really quickly, I think that is going to be a game changer. And I think that, you know, you can do that. And guys, a lot of you guys, you just want to cheat your items, right? You guys can cheat them on Merlin. Like, you don't need to bridge them over. You can go to unicross.com/market. And I'm not saying our community. I'm not like annoyed at any of you guys. Like, I get it. You want your assets. But like, if you, let's just say you put a puppet in at 0.08 and now that puppet is now, you know, 0.4, whatever it was, you obviously probably want to take profit, but you can do it here on unicross.xyz/market. You can post it here, and potentially it'll get bought. Like, if you see bitmaps, there's you know, there's $69 million in volume, right, on the bitmaps. Am I right with that? Total volume, no, I'm sorry, 0.75. so the total bot volume is, you know, like a little less than a Bitcoin. So I mean, you can sell them over here and you see them listed, so, and you can buy them. Like, so if you really want to cheat your bitmaps for whatever reason, or cheat your stuff, you can use this cross. You can use Unicross, and it's by Mr. J, a very trusted person. I don't know. I don't get it. You know, Jeff's a really good friend of mine, so I'm kind of annoyed for him. You know, so it's just one of those things where, you know, he's done nothing but, you know, everything right. And this one little thing where, because they're trying to do everything safely so nothing gets lost. How mad would you be if you lose your puppet, right? I mean, if that would be like catastrophic. So they're doing everything slowly. There's only so many people who have access to the keys to this vault, and that is for security reasons. And you, and everyone, not saying you guys, but there's people in the space that are just so impatient, and just every comment that he posts, they're just crying. Let's take a deep breath. It's all relaxed. Everything's going to be okay. You'll get your assets. You can cheat them if you want to. You can get Bitcoin and get it out through Mason.fi today. And, you know, if you can't get it out on Ethereum, you can use BNB, and you can send that BNB to Mexi and get it as Bitcoin and put it back in your Bitcoin wallet. You can do that all within 10, 20 minutes of each other. So yeah, just relax. But for what is next for Merlin, I think big things. You know, at the, like, you know, I think there's people, like, there's BRC20 coins. Eric, he's building the Verothium DEX, which is going to be like a runes DEX on Merlin, which is going to be awesome. And then you have, you know, you know, Merlin Starter, that they're going to be doing, you know, a bunch of launches soon. You can trade with leverage on your layer one assets on what is it? I can't remember the name of it. Dot one, surf dot one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, BitSmiley's coming. There's so much coming for Merlin. I'm very excited for it. You know what I mean? And, you know, I was airdrop Merlin. I'm going to claim airdrop my Merlin. I'm staking in. I told you guys, I'm staking in the borrowing and lending places, earning yield through their tokens. It's 300% APY. Like, I am very comfortable with the price going down because I'm earning on them. And I just think the price is going to be a lot higher. It was valued pretty high, the $2 billion market cap, which is value, fully diluted valuation. 70% of the tokens are locked up. So it's just one of those things where, you know, it is what it is. Everyone can have their opinion, you know. But let's just all take a deep breath and let these guys build. And you'll definitely get your assets within the next, like, I'm sure everyone will have it in 10 days. And this will all be something to look back on and just be like, oh, maybe if you're so impatient, don't send your assets to somebody, right? So, but that's really it for me.
Yeah. And one other thing too. So testnet will upgrade today at 8 a.m. UTC. So I don't know what time that is for Eastern, but this is what the post says. It takes a few hours and we will fully test it out. This upgrade includes support, pre-compiled contracts, SHA-256, EC add, EC mole, and EC pairing. This will substantially improve the account abstraction transactions. Support one block containing multiple transactions. Each block has a timestamp. So what that means is I'll be the first to admit the experience using the Bitcoin wallets wasn't the best. Yeah. But this should improve that. And Testnet was launched today. We advised a couple of people on that chain. They're ecstatic about it. And I'm ecstatic about it because, I can use MetaMask and I have if I need to, but I want to be able to use my Bitcoin wallets too. And I think that a lot of the users on the Bitcoin side are familiar with using Unisat and their Bitcoin wallet. So this should be a huge upgrade. So look forward to that. And I think that's it in terms of what's next for Merlin.
Yeah, man.
All right. What else do we have here? All right, let's get into some questions. Questions. We're about 10 minutes over, but that's cool. Yep. We it's a relaxed Friday. See what you guys got in the chat here.
We got 286 people in here, guys. Please smash the like button for us. It helps you more than you guys think. On Twitter as well, please hit that heart icon. That means a lot. And get to our first question.
We got David Heyman, a member of ours. Thank you for being a member, sir. Want to talk about Prometheans, your predictions for decentralized after launch, and think Prometheans will dump 90% after snapshot. He's talking about the
ordinal. Yeah. So I think that, and I don't know, but I'm thinking that you're potentially could be in the lottery for one of these CyberKong Bitcoin ordinals potentially that they're making. I don't know if they're making them, but I'm just all speculation.
Did you just make that up in your head?
I did, and I'm pretty sure about it.
I can't believe you just said that.
No, I think they're gonna create something over here, and I think holding these Prometheans will give you that. I don't know. They could dump zero. I'm gonna hold mine. I do have one Promethean. I'm gonna get the tokens. I think the decentralized token has the largest market cap in the entire thing. That's not financial advice. That's just my stupid opinion. I make things up in my head all the time, and that is one of them that I made up. And I think that potentially you could potentially get, there's 21,000 of these, but potentially holding this, and it's awesome, cool. It looks cool in your wallet, I'm not gonna lie. But potentially you might be able to get either a whitelist or something with the ordinal. I'm hoping. But the Doors did it, so why not them?
You were selling the OxyClean. But wait, there's more. It looks cool in your wallet. I'm just kidding.
It does. No, I mean, but honestly, though, that's the reason why I would keep it. It does look awesome to look at, right? Like, if I'm showing some of my wallet, I got to look at this dumbass freaking BRC20 bullshit. I can actually have real cool stuff in the wallet. So
I don't feel like it's a reach. But it is a cool ordinal in general. Yeah, but no matter how cool something is, I ain't going to stare at it for longer than 5 seconds. I don't think.
You stared at your runestone for like 3 days straight.
Yeah, right. All right, let's see here. Drex, what do you think about Merlin Swap MP token, guys? Dumping like crazy. Still bullish on it? I am. Are you?
Yeah, I hold. I think I got like probably like $3,000-$4,000 in it now. But I got a bit. I got some of it. I have it. It's unstaking the as EP, but I'm holding. I'm not going to sell at these prices for sure.
Yeah, it just makes no sense to do so. Look, even with VDEX coming, which is going to be a competitor, but not so much direct, I don't think, because of what we know that they're going to focus on. Merlin Swap is the main swap on Merlin Chain. $16 million in volume yesterday in 24 hours, right? So that's not, I think what we have to wait for is, we're all kind of waiting for Bitcoin to do its thing, honestly, these alts, because like runes right now, it's like the ones with huge market caps were airdropped, right? Bitcoin probably gonna have to do something and move up 20%, get to 85k, get a little bit of profit flowing. But I think with these alts, it might take a little bit longer than that even.
Yeah.
And unless where I think like Merlin Swap and VDEX and some of these Surf.1, once they release their token and stuff, I think that they could do well with the when the users from the Bitcoin side pull up in volume. And I think that will happen once the wallets are smoother, the bridge is smoother, stuff like that, right? So we might be looking at 3-6 months. Merlin Swap was always MP was always a long-term hold for me.
Yeah.
You know, but look at Uniswap and what it did, because when it first launched, it dumped. And swap tokens, they don't necessarily do the best, but they you could get like 8-16x on it, you know?
Yeah.
Something like that. So that's kind of my perspective on it.
Yeah, I think MP is going to be like a once you see Uniswap token actually do well, it's going to be kind of like a leverage play on Uniswap. A lot of times when these exchanges tokens go up, the ones with smaller market caps go up a lot more, but they go up to kind of together. So that's what I'm kind of waiting for. I'm waiting for Uniswap to kind of do that 10x, which I think it will do this cycle. And I think Merlin Swap potentially could do 100x, not financial advice, but just my opinion. That is the reason why I wouldn't sell it right now.
Yep.
Buy, I don't know if I'm buying either. Yeah. You know, I'm just kind
probably of chilling. Because like, yeah, accumulated enough. Good questions, Drex. Drex is still bullish on it, and so are we. Co-R, where do I stake my ordinals? I'm new to ordinals. Wonder how I stake Ordi. So once that VDEX opens, you should be able to stake that. Yeah. Because I know they're going to be looking for liquidity pools and stuff like that.
Well,
so
it's not called staking.
Maybe they'll have a staking platform as well. We'll see. Cool. I think that's something that's needed for these Bitcoin layer one assets too over there. So Merlin Chain, and once that's ready, because I know it's going to be ready. There's a lot of motivated people that have fires under their butts right now over there. I'll tell you that, because they're seeing the FUD, and believe me, it's motivating them more and more than ever. Mm-hmm. I got to do it. Mr. Yagobi. Shout out to my boy Ernesto. He's my, what do you call him? Hype man.
He's going to be like the guy for Mufasa. Mufasa was going to like Yagobi. Dude, there's a lot. Did you see some of these comments? Mm-mm. Pepe Green D coming soon, baby.
This is an interesting comment from USX that usually bitches at us for fighting.
Yeah.
But he says Puffs was doing really well. Nobody's talking about it now. No one is supporting it. So it's just dropping as people just dip. Why can't project leaders just post? It's insane. Show goals. I think you're maybe looking into this a little too much, I think, because I think that once the Runes token does launch, that they're going to be all over it. But that's just my opinion. They have been a little silent, the Pups community, haven't they?
Yeah, that definitely.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, that is scary. That is weird. A little bit.
Yeah, it's a little scary, but maybe they just don't want to talk the talk until they walk the walk. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Until they do the airdrop. Sure. So. Let's see. Oh, that was a Shizzy like 5 years ago. Danny says, roll call. Yo, who's the guy in the YouTube thumbnail pic videos holding the Ordinal Revolution sign? No.
So I used ChatGPT. I said, hey, this is me. Put me with cool hair. So it gave me a picture of me with cool hair. I can't remember what it looks like now.
I kind of like this. It's weird. It's Satoshi, our guy. I remember it says, yo, GM revelers, revolutioners, revelers.
Huh. Revolutionaries. Yeah, it's us. Oh, my God. Patty Poo, don't etch the Pepe Green, bro. I don't even know. Lou's going to get all mad and like start breaking stuff.
I want to read your comments, but I can't, brother. Because YouTube banned us from saying stuff like that. All right, where are we at?
I mean, real quick at this comment right here. Lou has a point. He said democracy can't work if it isn't rigged, because both sides need to believe that they are to a close victory. Yeah, I agree. And I think this one quote was, you know, the left wing and the right wing helps the same bird fly, right? So to your point there.
I mean, that all stopped once Trump became president. I'm not blaming him for that, but it did, because like they were, that's 100% true statement. That's why it worked, was because both sides knew that like they were on the same team in the end. Yep. You know what I mean? But it was like the most sneakily thing ever, because like all Americans were like brainwashed by it, but they were just lining their own pockets on each side.
Yeah.
Now that stopped, and it's
being spotlighted finally, thanks to some people. So
okay, let's see. Sharon Bryson says, is the Particle wallet the new Bitcoin black hole? Bitcoin goes in but can't leave. Another Chinese company, B Squared, said we can claim our Bitcoin and now it's in Particle wallet, no bridge out. I don't know what you're talking about. You gotta use Merlin chain. If you're trying to use Merlin chain, you can just use the bridge and bridge out your Bitcoin from there to using your Unisat wallet. It'll just take 3 days.
Or you can, you know, swap it for Bitcoin inside. Like you have M Bitcoin, you swap it for Bitcoin, and then you can use Messen.fi and you can get it out in probably 10-15 minutes.
Yeah, you have to understand how the partnership of Particle Wallet and Bitcoin wallets. Particle Wallet is an account abstraction wallet, meaning that it assigns an EVM address to each Bitcoin wallet address, right? So you have your Particle Wallet. So your Bitcoin will look like it's in there, because it is, but it is in the synthetic version, the Merlin version of Bitcoin. Now, whenever you want to bridge that out, you can bridge it out by using the Merlin's website, using the Bitcoin bridge, and it will take it out of that Particle Network wallet and put it into your Unisat wallet on layer one Bitcoin in 3 days.
What we got?
Say my name.
Claudio. How do you say that? Claudio. Enter Merlin chain ecosystem dollar cost average. That's a good question by Steve there.
Let's post it. Steve says, what's the best strategy to enter into the Merlin chain ecosystem? Dollar cost averaging for several months. Dollar cost averaging what? I guess
DCA.
Like the main
DCA is all
main tokens, or like
it depends. Like for me, it's, let's just say you want to put $10,000 in, right? I would definitely put majority in the main token, and then get a little bit more risky with 20% of it. Maybe go into some other type of stuff. I don't want to tell you what, because that's a decision that you have to make. But I would definitely stay safe, maybe 60% into the number one token there, and that and buy market cap and kind of wiggle my way in. But yeah,
the chain token is
always the way. Yeah. We got boy J25 live with J25, my man. Check out those guys at the Orange Cubicle. Really appreciate Jay and everything he does for the entire ecosystem.
Yep. David Heyman says, nah, runes is just a phase, mainly just meme coins. We'll be over soon. Interesting.
I disagree. I think they're something was going to build over here. They're going to build with a rune. They're not going to build with a transaction, what is it? I can't think of the word, but yeah, transfer inscription. Nothing's going to build with a transfer inscription.
Well, and then also Ducat came out and said that they're working on a stable coin, but we heard stable coin in the beginning of BRC20s as well.
But the reason was, I heard that the reason why they couldn't do it was the transfer inscription.
Yeah, well, I think we got to give it longer than 6 days though, David, or 7 days, or we got to give it at least, I think, a fair shot in terms of the same amount of time we've given it to these other protocols. So at least 6 months, I would say.
Let's go, Patty Boo. No show required. Just much love, boys. Thank you so much, Patty Boo. We appreciate you as a community member and everything you do for the entire show. You are one of our biggest opponents, man. Appreciate you. I probably use the, what's that word I'm looking for? Not opponents. Yeah, sorry, my English isn't working. What else we got?
Sorry, I'm just trying to scan some of these questions.
So we're gonna get Green D.
J25, any fun plans for the weekend, guys?
I don't even know. I gotta talk to the wife. She usually tells me on Fridays, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'll be watching the Mavs hopefully beat the Clippers tonight.
Yeah.
Luka hopefully has another crazy game. That's about it, man. I'm boring. I might take the dogs to the dog park.
Yeah, man.
Man, Petapoo, man, I don't know what's gotten into you the past couple of weeks, but
you can't read yourself,
bro. You've been on Ragers, man.
I love to eat A, but want to hold my to educate. Oh, man, I can't even say any of this stuff without losing monetization. funny, I saw this thick eggplant next meme of the week. Bob Witt, you see that one?
Yeah. Lou Ferrigno, so does anyone know about Runes X Bitcoin?
It has a lot of holders.
Was it 100% pre-mined and airdropped? Because it could be Dante in them.
Yeah, I think it is Dante in them. It's 26,598 holders. It's looking like, it's token number 110. So it was definitely an early inscription.
It could be them. Oh. We don't have official confirmation, but it could be. Oh, no, it's not Xverse, though. He's asking if it's Xverse. It's definitely not Xverse. Oh, my goodness. Looks like my partner bailed on me.
Sorry, my camera turned off there.
You're good. All
right. That's it. Right, we got.
I don't know. I'm going through it. I'm gonna try to get everybody's questions in here. I like this. This is be like Danny. No, I'm just kidding. Everybody has their own thing, but he says bullish on Merlin, not upset one bit.
See, Danny's a panda, and pandas think differently.
Yeah, Lou too. He says Merlin figured out the airdrops. That's huge. Most layer twos cheat them.
Yeah, man.
We're almost there, right? I promise. No, we're almost there, brother. We're almost there. Do you need to go somewhere?
No, I got nothing to do.
Well, I am not going to try your last name there. But Whale, as you guys think track will go up when Unisat swap comes out around May? Mm. Possibly. We got to see what the experience is like. And if it actually comes out in May, you know, one of the biggest disappointments I've had is Unisat swap. Just because if you go look at our early videos when we were still learning how to do this, we were like, emergency Uniswap, like that, you know, our Unisat announced their swap. And we were so like, we got into the testing. We got one of the passes to test the swap and all this stuff. Yeah. And it was cool. It wasn't that it was slow or anything. It was just that, like, it wasn't really working correctly in terms of not even that. It was just more of like the not having a stable token and not having BTC just doesn't work in a swap environment. You got to be able to have like a strong stable, like you have to have first, in my opinion, like a stable token. That's why I think if Runes does come out with that, that's huge. Two. You got to have like that chain's blue chip, the Bitcoin, if it was on Ethereum, stable token in Ethereum, you know, you get my drift, you know, Matic for Polygon. And there was nothing there. They tried to make sats that blue chip. Mm. And maybe it would have worked if there was a stable that paired with sats, and they just didn't have it. So we'll see what happens in May. You know, we'll see. I do personally like Domo a lot. I think he's a humble person. I think that, like, you know, when he talks about, you know, BRC20s and the future of it, like, he has a lot of optimism with it. But until we see a product, man, like, I'm just not going to believe it anymore, because that swap was released in January, right?
It was released in, like, November.
Was it the testing?
Yeah.
And it was supposed to go mainnet.
And it was like slowly opening to different people. Remember, you need the pass, and then you needed the points, and then you needed less points and less points. But it was like 3 months of that. And then we thought it would open, and then it would just, you know, if you try to make a trade over there, it's going to cost you. You're going to lose like a
lot. Brian Pant says, are we impatient after 3 months, or are they impatient taking money but don't have a bridge out? Deals in the dark always come lightly. How are they taking your money? Let me ask you that. Like, are they stealing your money?
Jeff stole his keys. Jeff stole his keys and sent his assets.
Not just that. Like, have they officially stole your money? Like, I'm not sure I understand what you're saying by that. Like, did they, like, they're not, you're saying they're never going to give it back. That's what your comment is. Let me just get this straight. Because it sounds like that's what you're saying, that they will never give your assets back to you ever.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, no one told you, Brian, to send your stuff to Jeff. Jeff could be named. No, we talk to Jeff all the time. Stop it. Stop it. You don't know him. He's been on our show multiple. Stop it.
And he says Bitcoin network is secure, and all they have to do is send it back. Do you think there's only one Brian Pant that stake on this Merlin Seal? Do you think there's
I'm gonna only go one in, account? I'm gonna be Brian Pant. I want to get all your stuff.
And then also, it works as a multi-sig on Bitcoin. So do you want Merlin's team to have 20 people having access to that multi-sig wallet to be able to say Brian Pant needs his thing right now? One out of thousands of people that stake. You have to think of this logically. Let's think of it logically. Right. And I'm not trying to come off on you and point you out. You're the one that I'm making the comments here. So that's why I'm speaking on them. But like, let's honestly think logically and have an intelligent conversation about this real quick. I hope that makes more sense for you now that I broke down like how the multi-sig MPC wallet works and how you don't want probably more than 1 to 3 people max operating that wallet. Right. I hope it makes sense.
Yeah, you don't want to give too many people access to that wallet, especially with all that money in there. You don't want to lose your assets, Brian. Like, that's it. Jeff just wants to make sure all the stuff's safe. And if you have to do that manually, then that's it. And nobody told you to put your stuff in there. Like, you earned Merlin for doing it. You've continuously earned Merlin throughout the year for doing it. You're going to get another big chunk of it in a month and then less and less throughout. So you definitely got paid to do it. And, you know, you just got to relax, man. You'll get all your stuff. We promise.
Joshua says amazing period number has over 8,400 holders. Ooh. Not sure if it's anything behind it. Maybe we'll check that out and see if it's still minting or if it's on the secondary.
I'm looking at it right now. It's still minting.
Uh-oh. Yeah, let me show how much percent is left.
A lot. Here, let me show my screen.
Ooh.
Amazing. Good call if this number. Is... So it has 15%. 8,466 holders. I don't see Luminex. Okay, there's a pre-mine. That's a problem. It's looking like 4%. Yeah, more than that. So they're trying to hide the pre-mine too. Look, they broke it down in many wallets. See, it's 1,142,000. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, they did that, and then they try to hide it.
Oh, gotcha.
That doesn't look good.
Or it was sent to a lot of wallets to make the number of wallets.
Oh, it could have been airdropped. Yeah, well, it had to be airdropped. 8,000 different. Oh, okay. Yeah.
True.
So that's what it was. It was pre-mined, and the pre-mine was airdropped, but you can mint it. But this wallet holds 4%.
Yeah. Maybe we do a little research on that post-show. Yeah. Tim Bakes says, did you guys book your Asia trip? No, unfortunately, we're not going to Hong Kong just because... Honestly, it looked like a huge drag. We waited too long, unfortunately. And so there was no straight shots from where I was. And I don't think from where Susie was either. So like you're talking about 1 or 2 layovers and the shortest flight was 22 hours.
4 hours, like,
If we spend a day traveling there, right? And then probably a day traveling back because it's going to be a layover too. Then you literally got maybe 3 days in between and it'll just be too much. So Singapore in September is the goal. We'll see for Ordinal Summit, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Of course, we'll be at Nashville and stuff for you guys. And
yeah,
possibly going to Austin for consensus. Possibly. We'll see. Trying to hear back from the CoinDesk guys. And I think that is. Oh, wait, here we go. Nocturnal is going to finish us out here and says, are you buying more Voya and Hoo Hoo on this dip? For me, I'm probably going to, I don't know. Voya, no, for sure. Hoo Hoo, I think, has a little bit because there's it's down to like 3 million. What's going to happen is once the volume picks back up in terms of 16 million is good for like, if I were to start a DEX tomorrow, you know what I mean? Because the fees would like, I would get paid. But like for Merlin Swap, I think their goals are like pretty high, right? And so I really do think that, you know, the volume on the chain just needs to get a little bit better. There needs to be some trust built back up between the BTC users and Merlin Chain. I don't feel like it's Merlin Chain's fault necessarily, but, you know, I think it's just kind of unfortunate that a lot of these assets went up while the seal was being staked. Mm-hmm. I mean, imagine how I feel. I have 50 miners that were in there, and miners went all the way to $2,500 in the fourth week of being staked. Like, I feel like that was 100K, more than 100K, and it's down to maybe seven. Like, I mean, I should be pissed, right?
Yeah.
I'm not, because I know what I got into. I'm a big boy. Every day, I when I get dressed up, I pull my big boy pants up.
I wear a diaper. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Well, that's because you have that issue. But yeah, if I were to, Nocturnal would be Hoo Hoo for me.
I'm out with the old and with the new. I don't like old stuff. These ones already ran. I'm on to the next stuff. So.
Yep. And that's going to do it with the questions.
No. We got one more thing. Ready for it? You ready?
Are you going to play all of it again? How about play the second half?
Hold on.
No, we finally here, right? It's Friday then. It's Saturday, Sunday. What? It's Friday
Yo, why can't you be like this for me, man?
Excuse me? He is wearing shoes. Well, it's because I need Ernesto, the hype man.
All right. But that is our show, guys. That's going to be our new Friday song for Mufasa. Appreciate everyone watching. Guys, check out orderrevolution.com. We have some of the best articles. Check us out there. If you go to Bitcoin Nashville, we have a 20% off coupon at the very top there. Click it. And if you go to Nashville, wear some Ordinal gear. If it's not from us, wear from somebody else. But we do have some of the best gear in Ordinals at the store if on the site. And we're going to start putting out portfolio. We're going to show our entire portfolio to you guys in our members video. So if you're not a member, definitely think about joining the members program. And that's it. Did I miss anything?
Crypto Hot News says, when are we going to have a banned bitmap.war on the show, guys? I don't know. DM us on Twitter and give us more information about that, because I'm a little lost on that. But I will say, be like Mr. Yin. Mr. Yin, when sick, goes to work. Mr. Yin, when healthy, goes to work. Let's go.
Or like, just be like Mufasa and just dance on a Friday. We'll see you guys. Definitely check us out. We're here Monday. Monday to Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. So check us out. And yeah, I'll go be hit him with it one more time, man.
Peace.
We OG. Bitcoin set to overload. Experts on reload. Man, pool getting hot. Everybody wanna rock. Ayy. Rooms coming. Everybody on a night. Ayy.
It's a nuisance, order no revolution. Ayy, order no revolution.
Yo, is my guy for real, bro? Got French right now. Yo, BRC 420, bro. Yo, that shit on fire, bro. Imagine if he in here.
Yeah, lock it in a seal.
Murder.
I got balls of steel. Nuki on the field. Yeah, this shit for real. With no calls, I get so far. Got 100 phone calls that I go far. And they gon' love me. Smoke weed, huddle back. I get shiesty. Where my Bitcoin looking lovely. All this Satoshi's nothing above me.